Okay, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore. Another terrific victory, another 13. We seem to be liking them this season.
Yeah, 13's I think our lucky number this year. No, fantastic display from all over the pitch today. Really, we were solid in every single department. Everybody knew their jobs. Everybody did, you know, what they were supposed to do. And you know, we're getting a little bit more exciting now. You know, we're trying things we might not have tried before, and it's paying off. Yeah, with 13 goals and no response.
Yeah, and six by Fran Sullivan. A couple of absolute scorchers, but she contributed all over the pitch as well.
Yeah, I mean, not just the six goals, you know, Fran gives us a lot more than goals, but it's really nice to see that she's putting those chances away now, where we're, you know, we're getting chances on the edge, in and around the edge of the box. She's finishing them and finishing them well as well. I think you'll agree with me when you looked at the goals she scored with, you know, they're all top corners, bottom corners, and yeah, the confidence is there now. The whole team is going throughout the whole of the side, and I think you'll see even some of the subs that came on. Beth Tatman, she came on with fantastic confidence, and
the way she
was getting forward. I think everything's coming together now, and hopefully, like I say, we're peaking at the right time.
Yeah, normally it's Luke Greenall's assists that provide most of the goals. Kirsty did a fair share today, quite often to Fran.
Yeah, like I said, something we've been working on. So obviously Kirsty's been fantastic there, putting the balls in from the left, and you know, 9 times out of 10 it's found Fran and she's put it in the top corner. So you know, there's partnerships all over the pitch that are really coming together now, and obviously as you've seen, the new players that have come in this year are really starting to gel, and you can tell they're all on the same wavelength now, which is good for us going forward as well.
Yeah, no goals for Cara or Nicole today, but excellent contributions, and the way they were sort of like pulling people all over the pitch and making the room for the ones who did get the goals.
Yeah, we play an unselfish game, you know, that's what we say to them. There's people who are going to have to take one for the team. You know, they're dropping into spaces where there might not be an option on the ball, but they're drawing players out, and you know, at the end of the day, the 11, well, the 16 involved on the day is, you know, is the result for everybody. It's not just a result for the people who score the goals, it's for everyone. So really pleasing to see that, you know, they're contributing in different ways.
Yeah, thankfully not too much action for Gemma and a badly damaged thumb today, and maybe not next week either, when we've got Stockport at home again, which should be an easy game on the books, of course, but you've always got to take every game seriously.
Yeah, well, you know, we never get complacent. We, you know, we look to make sure we prepare for every game as we do for every other game. You know, it was good maybe that Gemma didn't have such a sort of an active game today. You know, it gives another week to really get herself sorted that, and I think it's 80% there now anyway, so I think next week we'll be fully ready for whatever comes you know, the other way.
And we had our other keeper on the sidelines, just still waiting international clearance from Canada. But it's always better to have backup, of course.
Absolutely, yeah. Chloe's, you know, she's trained with us 3 or 4 times. She's a fantastic keeper. You know, a great option that we've got there. You know, to push Gemma as well, not just to sort of, you know, in case Gemma gets injured, it's to push her as well and to try and get that number one spot. Because at the end of the day, we've got competition all over the pitch. I think you'll agree with the players we've got coming back next week. We've got, you know, the Greenall's back, Chelsea's back fit now. We've got players coming back into the team that are big players. So it gives me a bit of a headache, but it's a headache I'd rather have than not have.
Yeah, of course, Jess Battle back available after her unfortunate ban. Yeah, so it's going to be quite a headache for you as to choose. It'd be pretty difficult to drop Fran the way she was playing.
Yeah.
But whoever's playing is going to be starring out there. I think everyone seems to be pushing all the way.
Yeah, and when we just try and pick the best team that we feel will do the job on that day, you know, and at the end of the day we look on the bench and we've probably got, you know, like for like substitutes, and the roll on roll off subs also helps us. It allows us to give everyone a game, you know, whereas last year it was 3 subs and 2 missed out every week. So, you know, that'll help keep everyone together for, you know, we're not just planning for this year, we're planning for the year after and the year after that. So keeping this group of players together now and really making them into a real team is my goal.
Right, well, let's just at least plan for next week. So Stockport County, back at home, 2 o'clock, Broaders Park, be there.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic to see you all. Thank you.